Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our catch-up podcast for Southgate Holden Ranella. 49 Main South Road, Ranella. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, good morning, Roo. Here we are in beautiful Port Lincoln. In fact, we're sitting out on the balcony in our hotel room overlooking the water. It is like glass over here.
Yeah, it is absolutely perfect. It'll be perfect across the whole state today. For Clips will be on fire again today. Jimmy Barnes will be there with Cold Chisel tonight.
So good.
It's going to be a massive day and a massive weekend in Adelaide.
All right, what's coming up on the show this morning, Roo?
Plenty to go on our show today. We have got Andrew Newton-Jarman. This is going to be the highlight for me. I'm going to struggle to wait to just after 8 o'clock when we unload the stitch-up that has happened here at Triple M. He's not happy, Jars, but this is going to be very, very funny. We've got the week that was coming up. Big news in the NCA bombing way back in 1994. There was a suspect and has been a suspect for well over 20 years, and Dominic Perry has now been charged with murder. We're going to cover that as well. We've got another Get Fit guest that's going to come on and join us as well. We've got people from the Fringe going to come and sing us a song, Dit. So
they've written a song about you and I.
That'll be short. Moons is going to join us. Lawrence Mooney joins us every Friday morning as well. So it's going to be chock-a-block. Massive show coming.
All right. Now, Roo, the big thing about today on Triple M is that anyone that gets on air, any phone calls that come on air, we're going to give away a double, not only to the Adelaide 500, but these are pit straight grid box seats. Like, you're talking front row in pit straight. This is amazing.
Oh, and it's awesome there. I've been lucky enough to be there, but I tell you what, Triple M listeners all day are going to be in luck right up until the rush hour finishes this afternoon. If you get through to the show, even if you don't win, even if you just get through, you get tickets to where Dit said, and it's absolutely awesome. So great stuff by Triple M.
Get amongst the action, entertainment, and unforgettable moments of the Adelaide 500 20th anniversary this weekend. Book now at adelaide500.com.au. I'll tell you what, Roo, we'll give away a double right now. Right now. If you ring now, 133353, we'll give away our first double of the day. But this is happening all day on Triple M. Hey, a big thank you to Southgate Holden as well this morning down there at Main South Road, Ranella. Right now, 3 years free servicing they've got.
Here's Jimmy Barnes with Cold Chisel.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Triple M has the most tickets to this weekend's Adelaide 500. Not just any tickets, you'll be sitting in a pit straight grid box.
And he takes victory.
Every caller on Triple M wins.
Hey, it's pretty good, isn't it? All day today, every caller that comes to air.
Well, the phones are going to be going hot here at Triple M, I think. Wag's ear is going to be burning, but we've got one on the line right now. It's Rosie from Allenby Gardens. G'day, Rosie.
Good morning, boys. How are we this fine morning?
I bet you didn't think you were going to be winning tickets at 6:12 this morning, did you?
Well, I've been ringing for the last 5 minutes, and it's...
Oh, poor thing.
I'm not going to get through. And I did. Yeah, hey.
Now, Rosie, can I tell you, up until a couple of years ago, I lived in Allenby Gardens. Now, do you find... I used to say, I live in Allenby Gardens. Everyone goes, where's that?
Do you find that or not?
Where is it?
You know what, guys? It's in between Grange Road, Port Road and East Avenue. And you know what? It's like North Adelaide without the real estate prices. Fabulous.
Rosie.
Well done, Rosie.
Good stuff.
Allenby Gardens ambassador, she is.
Hey, guys, I have to say good morning to my husband, Chubba, because he's out there in the shed listening to you like he does every morning at 6 o'clock.
What's he doing out in the shed? What's he doing out there?
Kick him out there already.
You know what? Because he's a good man, he doesn't want to wake the family up. So, hi, Chubba. Husband of nearly 32 years. He's a good man. He's out there listening to you, boys.
Chubba. G'day, Chubb.
He's a Hungarian boy. From way back.
All right.
Okay.
Good stuff. Right. Well, good on you, Rosie.
Hey, guys, while I'm onto it, you know that Freddie dude downstairs who makes the best coffee in Adelaide?
Yeah.
When you finish your diets or your, regime, don't forget to pop down there once so we can get you, sweet cakes and things because, we've got to keep them afloat.
Oh. Do you know Freddie, do you?
because someone... Someone actually works in that building, and I get my nice iced coffee every morning from that man.
Good on you, Rosie. All right, good stuff. Well, you've had a big start to the day. I hope it keeps going for you.
Okay, thanks, boys.
See you, Rosie. See you, Chubba.
It is. See you, Chubba. Hey, now, Roo, making news right around the world. What have we got?
Yeah, we talked about the NCA bombing, Dits, which happened way back in 1994. It was an amazing crime to happen in South Australia, and it's taken 24 years, Dits, but they've finally arrested Dominic Perry on murder charges. He's been a suspect the whole time. They haven't been able to pin him, but the last 2.5 years they've been working on some information that they've had. And let's have a listen to what the police had to say yesterday.
This has been the largest and most comprehensive cold case review and investigation ever undertaken by South Australia Police.
Well, good on the, you know, to the dedicated police officers that have done this. As you say, Ruji, 94, you would have thought that it's easily put in a file and forgotten. So well done to the police.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to hear more from Jess Adamson from Channel 7 just after 7 o'clock with the latest on that, because that is going to dominate headlines for a little while. Dits, you're fair to say a little bit dusty this morning.
Oh, it's unfair.
Yeah, well, no, but I know why. I've just worked it out. I've just read the paper. There is a disease found in, just been found in Adelaide called the Pacific Oyster Mortality Syndrome.
Yeah.
Also known as POMS.
Yep.
POMS. All right. Mm-hmm. And, prior to just recently, it's been in every other state, but you've had a bad oyster. That's why you're a bit dusty this morning.
No, I've got it. What's it called again?
POMS, Pacific Oyster Mortality Syndrome.
Pacific Oyster. I need to practice it. When Kate rings this morning and says, gee, you sound a bit rough. What's it called again?
I've got POMS.
I've got POMS.
Yeah. So they hadn't found it in the state. Now, this is quite big because obviously we're in the home of seafood over here in Port Lincoln, and the best oysters in the world are in Coffin Bay. Yeah. It's not over in Coffin Bay yet. It's not in any of our eight oyster regions where we farm our oysters in South Australia, but it has been found in the Port River, Dits. So just try and keep it down there where all the other diseases and that are, will you?
Right.
And you perhaps don't you go to Coffin Bay today and spread it around, all right?
Nah, fair enough. Hey, this concerns me. Some world leaders at the moment, we've got some wackos in charge of our world at the moment. Now, Vladimir Putin is in this category, unfortunately. He's done an address to the nation yesterday, and he's bragged about the fact that they've developed an unstoppable nuclear missile, which cannot be intercepted by anything on Earth, any system on Earth, all right, any anti-missile system.
Here we are worried about oysters getting a disease.
I know. And he goes on to say things like, it's a cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, a new hypersonic missile as well, which has no equivalent in the world. And he's just bragging. He's saying it's an unstoppable missile heading toward the United States as he promises to neutralize America's missile defense. These are the sorts of things he said in his address to the nation. He said it's like a meteorite, it's like a fireball, and just basically undetectable. And he goes on and on. This was his address to the nation, bragging about this sort of stuff.
Why can't we all be friends?
It's a very good point.
Bloody hell. There's a big world out there. There was enough land for everyone. Let's just be friends.
Yeah.
Is it that easy?
Yeah, I would have thought. But it's frightening stuff, isn't it?
It is.
From the leader of, if it's not the most powerful nation in the world, it's number two.
We've got some aggressive, ego-orientated leaders in the world at the moment. I hope they just keep them under control.
Yeah.
Ruined It's for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
I tell you what, this is my favourite segment of the week. The week that was. Here it is.
Coming up soon, Chris Dittmar's review of Married at First Sight.
TV is stuffed forever.
But now it's time for
the top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Number five. The boys are pretty in touch with the common man, but we learnt they probably haven't caught public transport for a while.
Seriously, what for people who use public transport out there, what's the difference between getting on the bus route from the parade compared to getting on a tram?
Yeah.
Just for reference, buses have wheels and go, and trams have tracks and go. And if you're looking, the tram in the city has a giant photo of you guys plastered onto the side right now. Number four, Mick Molloy and Jane Kennedy were in town, and we learned about one of Jane's cookbooks.
Fabulous Food minus the Boombox.
Now, what is the fat bastard?
That's it.
That's the translation. You know, I had lots of babies really quick, and my stomach was like a piano accordion. It was going in and out, in and out.
How many did you punch out?
I punched out five.
Punched out five.
I haven't punched out any, and I still look like this.
And I just thought, how can I make it taste nice without the Boombox?
Yeah.
That was the book. Right. So, and you got
chop,
into
chop
it.
Chicken.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Lots of spices rubbed in it.
Can I recommend to anyone? Unbelievable.
This is not the beer can up the bum, Chul.
No, that's my own recipe.
No. I don't insert anything up those bums.
Have you done that? Have you put a beer can up its clacker? That works really well also.
Given it a try.
Are we still talking cooking or is this just...
We asked the chicken for a comment on that recipe. Number three, Jimmy Barnes was on, and we learn about the time Yosemite Sam came to his gig.
You spoke about one of your fans bought a shotgun to one of your concerts at the Lark
Pier. That was at the pier, yeah.
It's a bit different.
And I didn't think, he just had it, and when we were playing, and he enjoyed it so much, he went out to the car and got it, and came back and just threw a hole in the roof above his fence, right over my head. And he only did it, he said, was like, yeah, I'm having a good time, you know?
I'm the hootin'est, tootin'est, shootin'est, bobtail wildcat in the west.
Number two, we chatted to Will Anderson, and we learn about the time he did time in Wagga Wagga.
Did you actually get put in the slammer, Will, or not?
Yeah, not in the slammer. I was in a holding cell, but I've done time.
You've done time.
2 hours in a Wagga Wagga holding cell, but that's still time, mate. I'm a hard man.
Yeah.
And you do in that situation. You go in, you find the biggest guy, you punch him in the face, and you show him who's in charge.
Yeah. You were lucky there was no one in the cell.
There was no one else in the cell. I put up my own poster. I started tunnelling out Shawshank style. I say, calm down, mate.
He was in his cell, it lights out. Stands to reason he'd still be here in the morning.
Did you scratch your name into the wall?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. Applied for a job in the prison library.
Number one. Crows captain Tex Walker was on the phone from Strathalbyn. Let's
talk about Tex.
And we learnt he's good at confusing dits.
Now, I've got a big question for you, Tex.
Is this the big one?
Yeah. Last week when you were in here, I
would have thought
about,
long and hard about this.
Asked you about round one.
Just get ready for this.
But I think we established by the end of the chat that you wouldn't be ready for round one. Give the listeners a round. What round will you play for the Adelaide Crows?
Around the start of the year, I'd say.
Around the start of the year.
What am I doing?
And even though he's not a dad, Tex can deliver a pretty decent dad joke.
Did you hear about the guy with a starter who went to prison?
No, I didn't.
He died before he finished his sentence.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Oh, if only he could play footy as good as he tells his gags. Far out.
Another big week
that
here.
That was one of the
if
best.
They're the highlights.
That was one of the best we've had for a while.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Ruined Dits here on Triple M. Roo, I've been waiting for this all week.
So have I.
This happened a couple of days ago.
I haven't heard it yet.
Nah, one of our fellas that writes our ads at work is our new stitch-up department. We've called him in a couple of times, but this has been just about his best effort yet. So the premise of this is, we all hear it, but basically we've rung Jars to tell him that the Channel 9 footy show wants him to replace Billy Brownless this year. Let's have a listen to this phone call.
Hello, is that Andrew?
Yes, speaking.
Matt Maguire here from Maguire Media. How are you?
Good, thanks, Matty boy.
Look, I just wondered if you got a couple of minutes to chat. I'm working out of here in Melbourne on the footy show this year, and just wanted to just sort of bend your ear about a couple of things we just had in our PDM that we just walked out of.
Okay, yeah, far away.
You got a few moments?
Awesome.
Did you hear the news a couple of weeks ago? We brought in Dane Swan. We got Fev on the show this year for the new footy show, Channel 9. What we want to do this year, the one word we're going for is heritage. We just really want to go back to like where we started, what the fans want. We really need to get those big characters, those big sort of...
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mate, absolutely. It is becoming a bland product and the characters make the game.
We are looking at maybe revamping... You know, Billy's done a great job for us, but I think we need to refresh it. And your name actually came up. We're just circling your name on that one. How do you feel about like getting on TV?
Well, mate, I talk radio every day, I've done a lot of stuff for Channel 7 over here, so it doesn't. I love it.
It would be a bit more sort of fun though. Like we want you to sort of take the piss a bit, and obviously that's something you can do, right?
Yeah. Look, if you've got an angle and there's a theme behind it, there's no problems there. But if you're looking for a bit of a spark or a bit of a lightning rod, well, that's what I'm on radio for.
That's what we want. That's exactly right. Mm. If we were to, we're just sort of still snowballing this whole idea, still in the working stages. If we were to put you in some costumes and things like that. Is that okay? Like, just want to make sure that we can cover it off.
Oh, look, I don't shy away from it. I've just finished it. I did, you know, for the Spartan bloody show on Channel 7.
Oh, yeah.
I was dressed up as Spartacus for our radio show for a code word where you win $2,000 to beat Jars in a, you know, Spartan competition. So
right.
Our ad's been running on TV, so I was dressed up as Spartacus with the big sword and, with the sandals on. So I don't mind a bit of fun. Yeah, that's who I am, I suppose.
We're going to do something like later on this year with like cold water and, you know, like ice buckets and stuff like that. Topless is okay, pantless, that kind of thing, speedos.
You got to keep credibility, but you also got to, there's probably a line where I'll say, no, don't go there, but I can, yeah, but 90% of it I'm pretty good.
We can work through that, that's fine, that's all. So I guess the other thing is that's pretty important, it works better when you're with us in the studio and when you're working.
Over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might mean the odd Thursday night, the odd Thursday you'd need to take off. What do you reckon that's going to be like?
Well, see, Matty, I coach local footy over here. That's a Tuesday, Thursday commitment for me.
So there's no way you could, I mean, we'd pay as much as we could to make sure it would be possible, because I think we've got U-Circle, we've got Dipper coming in now. This is all confidential, please don't tell. We're looking at Dipper again for this year, and also, believe it or not, Warwick Capp is going to come out again for a couple of times this year. But we want your sort of commitment to be SA representation. We need someone from SA, and your personality profile in our research shows that you're the guy for it. Is there any way I could sort of twist your arm if talking money?
No, look, Matty, what I'll do is I'll need to speak to my boss today, and I'll have a private conversation with him about, trying to get, a day off, and that might be a good
4 days
show.
A week or something, and then the other day...
I'll need to have a good chat with him and then get back to you, mate, because I can't say yes or no.
Yeah, okay, no, that's fair enough, mate. I can't put you on the spot like that. Last thing I've got here, because we're working on Almost Footy Legends, that's the one that we're really going to revamp this year, as I mentioned earlier. Billy Brownless, we're going to move him into something else, I think. But the research we got shows that when we did side-by-side comparison with you, Billy, and a couple of others, yours, we can't explain it really, but you can tell me, for some reason it's like through the roof. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, how are you more popular than Billy is what I asked in the meeting, but here we are. So.
Oh, I'm bloody blushing now, Matty. Oh. Jeez, I'm in a shopping centre full of women. I'm about to pass out.
What are you doing?
I'm just me, mate. I've always been me, and I'm, I'm for the fighter and the grassroots. Probably don't, pull any punches. Passionate about the state and footy, and I don't know, mate. I don't know what. Yeah, mate. Oh, that's nice to hear.
It was this anomaly for us, because in Victoria that normally doesn't translate. Someone from across the border. But do you have any concerns or reservations about bumping Billy from his spot? Like, it's nothing that you would have done. We would have put you in that position. But what's your relationship with him like? Are you going to be?
I've got a great relationship with Billy, and we're pretty good mates, and he's always got on well with William. So I'll have to have a good chat with the boss, and then I'll have to get back to you, and then see what we can do.
Yeah, all right. No worries. So the other, I'll get some reference checks started over here. But actually, I did call Ruin Dits to check up, and they actually told me never to call you and never to hire you. You've been burnt, Jars.
They're unbelievable. Honestly, you are. That's brilliant. Oh, well played. Well, I thought I'm not more popular than Billy, but.
Oh, yeah, right.
I've been cooked.
I'm sorry.
That's good. Well played. But how professional was I?
Oh, you were like rock solid. I'm trying to say something out of school and you won't.
Well done, mate. I'm much loved in Adelaide anyway. So.
We love you, Mo.
Now, Roo, surely we can't call him Jars anymore. Lightning Rod.
Lightning Rod.
That's his new name, isn't it?
Oh, I'm blushing, dude. I'm full of... Oh, that is brilliant. Oh, we're going to have to get him on.
Jars, if you're listening this morning, I love you. The Lightning Rod. Jars.
And Spartacus.
And he talks about credibility. When's he been worried about that?
Hey, guys, apparently Alice the Wag's trying to call him, and he's dodging her. just so you know.
Oh, no. He won't come on.
He won't come on.
Well, we'll try and get him on if we can't. We've got Lawrence Moody to join us soon anyway.
Ruined Dits on Triple M.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M Roo on a Friday morning. We love to talk to this man. He's in town for the Fringe and he's on fire. Sold out every night. Moons, Lawrence Mooney.
Good morning, guys. Had a big one last night and in the audience was the real Malcolm. And when I say the real Malcolm, I mean Malcolm Blight.
Oh, not the Messiah. The Messiah.
The Messiah has returned and he is now living back in Adelaide. So he was there with some friends of my mother-in-law. I tell you what, you can't tell too many fibs in this town, can you? Everybody knows everybody. And so, yeah, I had a chat to Malcolm after the show and he has courted some controversy by saying that within 5 years, every AFL player will be wearing a helmet.
Oh, come on, Malcolm.
That's what
come
he reckons.
Bloody.
And he said that it'll be compulsory, but not from the point of view of the players, from the point of view of the clubs who are going to be covering their asses against indemnity for concussions.
He might be right. It's not out of the question. What we saw this week with Robbie Gray, it is not out of the question.
Oh, Moons, I thought you said every player in the AFL was going to have a moustache like body, not a helmet.
Well, the moustache will be compulsory as well.
And Moons, I can go one better than that. Every radio host that works with Roo will have to wear a helmet. He gets very aggressive, Roo. When I bring up things, he doesn't like it. Gee whiz.
When Moons, I know you have some tough crowds and sometimes you look out at the fringe and you go, gee, this is a feral looking lot or this is an ugly looking lot or... I am sitting here looking at Dits Starkers with a pair of jocks on and a headset at the moment.
I know, it's a very
tough thing to look at.
Well, what you've done is created a monster there, Roo, because you've been training him. He's dropped 6 kgs. And I've got to say, yesterday I said, you're looking very good, Dits, because the bubble's gone. It doesn't look like you've been ironing your shirt with a wok now. And and I think you're enjoying your body a bit more. So that's good. You're celebrating it. But AJ...
Today, eventually, I will put clothes on at some stage. But I am enjoying just sitting here.
Could be a streaker at the Portland
Cup. Get to see a photo of you in the hotel room there, just sitting in your jocks in a chair. And it looks like one of those hostage scenes from the Middle East. Like you're an Australian businessman who's been taken as like, please help me. you should be holding up a cardboard sign. Please send help.
Free me.
And now, harken back to the helmet gate, you said that the thing with Robbie Gray was the big controversy of the week. Well, Lee Matthews was very critical of Port Adelaide for actually challenging the finding. As you know, Lee would probably say something like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty angry at Port Adelaide for putting up the 10 grand because it's not their money, is it? If it was their money, well, they wouldn't be putting it up there, but they have, and I'm angry that they've actually challenged that because you've got to protect the head, don't you? You've got to protect the head.
God, has he watched any videos of his own career?
I know. He got Neville Bruns in to back that chat up.
I think it was the first AFL or VFL football match to end up in an actual court. So, maybe Lee's got a little bit of a short memory there.
How are you going to go having yum cha on your own today, Moons?
Well, I'm going to be very lonely, guys. I'm going to be down at the Ding Howe, or also affectionately known, Dits, as the...
Yeah, Golden Peking Rickshaw Mandarin.
Golden Mandarin,
something like that. Well, Tai Chi will look after you.
I'll just be down there eating on my own and necking that bottle of Riesling, boys.
I'll tell you what, though, at around about 2 o'clock, Roo and I will do paper, rock, scissors just in honour of you, and we'll just send the bill through.
I've got to say,
one of us will pay it.
Last week, you did the paper, rock, scissors for the bill, and I have never seen a more dynamic game of paper, rock, scissors in my life. It was firing off so quickly, I said, you could turn this into a stadium event. Seriously, if you're playing for a listener for high stakes, somebody wins a car. That paper rock scissors, I couldn't keep up. We had to go to the slow mo. It's a scissors.
Bring your mouth guard to that one, Moon.
Hey, now as you leave us, will you get any car action over the weekend? How's the Adelaide 500? Does that excite you or not?
In fact, yeah, it really does. I'm a petrol head from way back, the bug bit way back in the early 80s when I was watching Alan Jones completing the Monte Carlo Grand Prix and he went on to win the Drivers' Championship in the F1s and V8 supercars. cars has always been a big thing for me. Of course, this year it's supercars because it's no longer just V8s.
They're
a thing of the past. We're seeing the Holden six-cylinder coming back.
Who would have thought?
Just a 186 with the...
They haven't gone back to the three on the tree, have they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's completely factory.
No
airbags, nothing like that. And still a pack of smokes on the dashboard as well.
I remember I used to have to double declutch in area and get it into second. And
that's right. They're allowed to take the hubcaps off, but apart from that, they've got to leave it just as factory. I'm going to get down and have a look at that. I'm looking forward to it. It is Adelaide Alive this weekend, get down to the Adelaide 500. I'll see you down there. And I'm going to miss you guys at lunch today.
Love you, Moons.
Good on you, Moons.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, Barnsley and the boys, they're in town tonight at the Adelaide 500. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Ruined Dits for Breakfast in beautiful Port Lincoln. An amazing story, an amazing breakthrough for SA Police yesterday, Roo, with the arrest of Dominic Perry. We go back to 1994. This is quite incredible. What a long and exhaustive process this has been for our police. And Channel 7's Jessica Adamson's been all over this story. She joins us. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Gee, what an amazing story. How did this arrest come about? What have the police been doing over the last couple of years?
Yeah, so 2.5 years ago, since 1994, police have had Dominic Perry in their sights. He's basically been looking over his shoulder ever since 1994. As we know, he was arrested and charged with murder a week after the bombing, but the charges were later dropped. So 2.5 years ago, police set up Task Force Cornus, and it's been the most meticulous and a really complex investigation, which has taken them across the world, particularly to the Netherlands. And with the advancement of technology and DNA and things like that, they've been able to really have another fresh look at the forensic evidence that they had in the case, parts of the letter bomb, and all sorts of things that they had, obviously, on file since 1994. So in particular, many of the exhibits were sent to the Netherlands for advanced DNA testing. That, a combination of just reviewing the evidence, because police have always believed that there are people in the community that know a lot more than they're letting on. And they've come to the point where they have presented the file to the DPP, and they're now extremely confident that they will be able to prove the allegations, although they do say that there is a long way to go.
Yep, sure. Jess, I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot here, but why do we know why, if Dominic Perry happens to be guilty, why did he actually send the letter bomb to the NCA? What was his motive, do we know?
Well, my understanding is that Detective Sergeant Jeffrey Bowen and lawyer Peter Wallace, they were obviously involved with the NCA back then and working in Weymouth Street. And they, one of their investigations had been a drug investigation. Now, as we know, as part of Operation Cornus last year, Dominic Perry's home was raided. Police seized a number of things, guns and a computer and documents. And after that, he was charged with trafficking cannabis. So, look, what we can draw from that is, perhaps that was the motive, but police haven't really said that much about that in recent days.
Yeah, this is going to be a great result for a number of people. I mean, we've got a picture on the front page of the Advertiser today of one of the bombing survivors, Peter Wallace, who's lost an eye. And there'll be a lot of police, there'll be family members of Jeffrey Bowen who are going to be happy people. So I know there's a lot more work to go, Jess, with this one, but it's a big step forward to be able to arrest a bloke again after 24 years. So let's keep across this subject.
It's such a big day. I mean, yesterday, Roo, at the press conference, Jeffrey Bowen's widow, Jane, had flown over from Perth. She was supported by her two sons. One of her sons, Simon, is now a police officer, and her brother-in-law spoke on behalf of the family. He is a Perth homicide detective, and the emotion was just so raw. She was shaking. She was very teary. You know, they've waited so long for this, and police have never, ever given up. Their investigation has just been, just on the whole time. So seeing Peter Wallace, he didn't speak yesterday. He let police do the talking, but just his physical image, he's obviously lost an eye in the attack. And it was actually really powerful seeing them there yesterday. I hadn't seen them you know, all together, obviously. And it just said so much about what they've been through over the last 24 years. Perry, on the other hand, in court, he looks pretty fit. He's changed in appearance significantly over the last 24 years. And as we know, today is the 24th anniversary of the bombing. But, wow. You know, he looked pretty fit and pretty composed. He was. It obviously wasn't a surprise when police came to the remand centre yesterday and arrested him.
Mm. Jess, thanks so much for joining us. Now, we'll put that to one side for the moment. Jess, we used to work together, Roo. She's still my favourite newsreader in the whole of the world, Jess Adams. Now, Jess, how old are your twins now?
They're nine, Dit. Can you believe
nine?
It?
Nine?
Unbelievable.
Oh, gee, how are they going?
So glad when you're having fun. They're great. Yeah, yeah, they're fantastic. I wish I was over at Port Lincoln with you. We've had lots of fun over there, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Now, Jess, the big news for you this morning is that every caller that comes to air actually wins a double to the Adelaide 500. So you've won a
prize. Does that get me to Robbie Williams?
It does.
Oh, fantastic.
See what happens when you come on Triple M, Jess.
Thank you, boys.
Good on you, Jess. Thanks so much, Jess Adamson. Good on you. Well done. Roo, there'll be a lot to play out with this story.
Oh,
what
absolutely.
What a great result for SA Police. Well done to everyone involved.
Yeah, I just I think the reason why he might have did that bombing is I think Jeffrey Bowen went up and tipped his house upside down when they were looking for him way back 20-odd years ago and went through his house.
Yeah,
so
okay.
There's a fair bit happening behind the scenes.
All right, Roo and Dits here on Triple M.
104.7 Triple M.
Pressure point!
Ruined it. $1,000 pressure test.
Stay cool on the drive home. Get an Automasters air conditioning service. 20 branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Yes, they will look after you. If you need a service, go to Automasters.
If you've got a car.
That's right.
That's right.
We found out this week not everyone has a car.
Viola from down at Brooklyn Park.
Yep.
She wasn't too happy with that. But anyway, let's go to Yankalilla. G'day, Jesse.
G'day, mate. How you going?
You got a car, Jesse?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. I heard the call the other morning.
That's all right, mate.
So I should be all good with that surprise. So.
All right. What are you up to today, Jesse?
I'm just on my way to trade school, actually, up at Tonsley TAFE.
Oh, at Tonsley TAFE. Good on you. What trade are you doing?
Plumbing.
Good work. You love a plumber.
Yeah.
All right. Even if you don't win the pressure test today, now that you've got through to Triple M, you know the worst thing that can happen is you're going to get a double to the Adelaide 500 pitch straight grid box. So how good's that?
Oh, wicked. Yeah, that sounds good.
It is good. Right. And if you get all 10 correct answers in 30 seconds, you're going to get $1,000 cash as well. So how about we get stuck into it?
Yeah, sounds good.
Now, did you say you're from Yankalilla?
Yeah, that's the one, yep.
Righto. Best footballer to come out of Yankalilla.
Greg Whittlesey.
Yeah, there you go.
Greg Whittlesey, McGarry medalist.
Played for Hawthorn.
Yeah, he sure did. And Sturt. Yeah. So, righto, here we go, Jesse. Now, we are over in Port Lincoln. We're going to the Port Lincoln Cup today, horse races. Give us 10 horse race cups.
Port Lincoln Cup, Balaclava Cup, Melbourne Cup, Adelaide Cup.
Good.
Caulfield Cup. The Dubai Cup.
Yeah. Sydney Cup States.
States. The Golden Slipper.
Time's up. Yeah, let's go to the adjudicator.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, correct.
Seven correct.
Could have went Perth, Sydney, Darwin.
Yeah, Brisbane. Yeah.
That's what pressure does to you, Jesse.
Yeah,
but guess what? Guess what? You got 2 tickets to the Adelaide 500 pit straight grid box anyway.
And a $100 voucher to go to Automasters as well. Call 1300 Automasters.
How good's that, Jesse? You happy?
Beautiful.
Well done,
thanks,
mate.
Boys.
Well done.
You have a great day, mate. Good luck with your apprenticeship.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, the Fringe has been on in earnest, as you know, down the garden. In fact, the venue's all over Adelaide.
Yep.
We've got a very, very special act that's come in to see us. They are called Sparrow Folk. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Kathy and Julie.
Gee, you're up and about.
A little bit late,
no,
right?
Tell me about it.
We are up early with our sparrows.
Right. So what does Sparrow Folk mean?
Well, it basically means that we're weird, creepy little birds that hang around. And,
mostly shopping centres.
That's right. And that's how we get all our funny material.
Oh, right, good stuff.
So you write songs about?
Our lives.
Sometimes other people's as well.
Good, like bad? What sort of stuff are you focusing
embarrassing.
On? Embarrassing.
Embarrassing? Yeah.
Oh, what do you girls tend to be... You know, put your foot in it a bit, do you?
Look, we actually started out as a serious folk band, but people kept laughing at us. Right. So.
Oh, no.
That's unfair.
I know.
So how did you two girls meet? How far back do you go?
A long way. We started out as friends and now we're in a band. So
that's good. We ended up in a show together and we sang together and then we were just faffing around out the back kind of creating crazy songs and... Mm. And it went from there.
Right. And you're a bit of Vance Joy. You got your ukulele.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that your favourite little instrument, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah. See, we figure we're annoying, so why not play the most annoying instrument?
Our other instrument is the kazoo, so nice. That just tells you a little bit about what we do. Mm.
All right. Now, apparently you've written a song about ruined its. Is that right?
We have.
Absolutely.
What sort of song is this?
It's a love song.
love song.
But it's a rock and love song.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Can't
wait. So can we hear it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're it's a little parody after our very own Akajaka.
Nice.
He's a breeding machine with a sexy goatee. Dad to Nick, Joe, Rosie, Rocco, Tom and Sophie. Telling no lies with those smiley eyes. He could take a whole field with those Adelaide thighs. His shiny brown low from the Adelaide Crows. Kills it every morning on the radio. The airwaves are shaking. We are quaking. We know you ain't faking the vocal sounds you're making. Yeah, Roo shook me all morning long.
Beautiful.
On the radio, Roo shook me all morning long. And it's this bit is for you.
Oh, here's a ginger vision. He gives me palpitations. There's nothing stronger than his opinions. His kiss, Princess Di, such a charming guy. But in the doghouse, he spends most of his nights. He eats carrot cake with a side of steak. Port Adelaide supporter, for goodness sakes. His favorite plonk is Sauvignon Blanc.
Yes.
And if here's what you want, then give him a honk, cause Dits shook me all morning long.
On the radio,
Dits shook me all morning long.
Let's not forget about Roo. Roo and Dits
shook me all morning long.
Shook me
all morning long.
And Beautiful. Roo, we think you've got number 7 in you.
Oh, well done, girls. That's awesome.
And might I say, beautiful voices. Terrific. So, what? Quite seriously, your background in singing, you are both beautiful singers. So, what have you done over the years?
Oh, look, we both kind of work as actors as well as
do you?
Canberra.
So, that's some musicals and
singing,
improvising, singing.
Yeah.
Yep. So, with the crowd tonight and each night, you're down at Gluttony, which is down in the garden.
Yeah.
Do you pick on things in the crowd or have you pre-written these songs? Or?
No, we're pretty
jealous. Oh, that would be so mean.
That's bullying, dude.
So that means yes.
Right. Of course, we are improvisers. We have a special game we like to play with our crowd. They love it, where we get 2 mobile phones out of the crowd and we sing a love song duet using their messages.
Text messages.
Oh, nice.
I know. Mostly as a success. Sometimes it's like...
You get a thread and you're like, oh, whoops.
Or the other night it was the reviewer's phone and it was talking about reviewing our show.
Oh, no.
And how's that going down?
Well, let's not talk about it.
5 stars.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
I reckon
so
this show's
going
to be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. Sparrow Folk, Adelaide Fringe down at Gluttony. Now, it's every night until Sunday at 6:45. Thanks so much.
Good on you, girls.
We might steal that song. That's
absolutely.
I'm going to be singing that in my head all day.
Roo. Shook me. Oh, morning.
Oh, you'll sing it to each other. I get it. Yeah, I get it. That's love.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, as we said all day, we are giving away tickets to the Adelaide 500 Pit Straight Grid Box. Anyone who gets through to Triple M right up until the rush hour finishes today will get a double to go and head along and see the Adelaide 500.
And great seats.
Great seats. Cracking seats. Unlike mine this morning. And that brings us to our next task.
What's
here. 133353.
What's wrong with your seat?
I have been sitting...
about a metre away from Chris Dittmer, who is totally starkers, except he's got his jocks on, and his headphones on, and his glasses on.
This is radio.
You've lost 4 kilos, not 40 kilos.
I'm in my hotel room, very private.
Yeah, I know.
I don't need to tell people this.
133353, what could be worse to look at for 3 hours than Dits? In
Get
the
nude.
133353.
Triple M has the most tickets to this weekend's Adelaide 500. Not just any tickets. You'll be sitting in a pit straight grid box.
And he takes victory.
Every caller on Triple M wins.
Ruined Dits for breakfast thanks to Southgate Holden. Speaking of which, you'll see the new ZB Commodore this weekend at the track, but you can check them out at Southgate Holden as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are giving away tickets to the Adelaide 500 pitch straight grid box right now. We asked callers to ring in and said, what would be worse to look at than me looking at Dits in the nude with just his jocks, headphones and glasses on for 3 hours while doing a radio
show? This is
very
personal.
Very personal.
Very personal.
But that's we're honest here. Let's go to Port Noarlunga. G'day, Colin.
Hello.
You there, Cole? G'day, Cole.
Yeah, I'm here.
What would be worse?
Looking at a sumo wrestler with a G-string on.
Sumo wrestler with a G-string on.
It's probably quite similar, actually.
It's not far off that, Colin, at the moment. Maybe a couple of weeks ago would have been closer, but he's fading away a bit, the old Dits. But we'll give you tickets to the grid box for that. Thanks, Cole. Let's go to Salisbury Heights. G'day, Andrew.
We just lost Andrew, guys. He's just jumped off.
Andrew's gone.
Okay, let's go to Nick from Trinity Gardens. Good morning, Nick.
G'day, how you going?
What would be worse than looking at Dits nude for 3 hours?
I'd rather look at Dits nude than look at Jay Weatherall for the next 3 years on the television as premier.
That's unfair.
Oh, yeah. On the Jay bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, good point, Nick. All right, well, we'll find out after March 17 whether you have to put up with that. Let's go to Hindmarsh. G'day, James.
How are we going there, guys?
You're very well, thanks, James.
Yep, only one thing worse than looking at bloody Dits nude, and that would be looking at ruined Dits nude.
Oh, hang on. That would just sharpen it up a little bit,
James.
I would have thought.
Thank you, James. Very good point. Right,
I'm a Dits fan. Don't worry about that.
Good on you, mate.
Oh,
well
God,
done.
James.
You're the one
what
out
are
there.
You're the bloke, are you? We've been looking for that one bloke. It shows up in the research every now and then. It says he likes
Who
Dits.
The hell is Dits?
Who the hell is Dits?
Yeah.
All right, well, those
we
guys
got one
are
more, guys.
Oh, have we?
Who we got?
Sean from Mobbery.
Right. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Sean. What's worse than looking at Dits nude for 3 hours?
Oh, my girlfriend's face after I've been out on the booze for a night.
She's oh,
angry.
No.
I hate it.
Did you go out last night?
No, I didn't know. I worked last night, but I might be heading out tonight, so I might be seeing the face tomorrow. I'm not sure.
She get a bit angry, does she?
Oh, it depends if I pick up servo flowers or not. Servo flowers don't.
Flowers. Come on, Sean.
Well,
you might as well steal them out of someone's garden if you're going to do that.
Well, I might just start trying that then. Save me.
Gee whiz. All right, mate. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Don't get home too late. Gee whiz.
And if you're in the doghouse, go to the Adelaide 500 for the weekend.
Yeah, exactly right.
You've got a double.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on Triple M.
I see you got fat.
Get fit with Ruined Dits.
I'm not really as blubbery as I look, all right?
No.
I just want to point that out.
And I'm not either.
Head to triplem.com.au to get on board.
Now, Roo, obviously you and I are trying to get fit, and I think we've made a reasonable start. The last couple of weeks have been good, and we're going down to Next Gen, and we've got the help of Be Healthy, SA Health as well.
Yep.
And, okay, we've dropped a few kilos along the way, but we've signed up a lot of listeners.
Over 600,
yeah.
Dits.
Now, we've got one of them on the line, and I'm keen to hear her story. Diane from Salisbury Downs. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Roo and Dits.
All right, now, you've made the decision to get involved. Just tell us your story quickly.
I injured my knee at work back in 2008, was on work cover for quite a long time. My injury resulted in me having to retire from my job.
Really?
Wow. Would you have a reconstruction or something?
I had a total knee replacement.
Gee.
Wow.
Which didn't work well for me. I've ended up with chronic knee pain and back issues.
Oh, no.
So I ended up being severed from my job. which was nursing, been nursing for quite a long time, since 1984.
Yeah,
So I went through the grieving process of not being able to have my, being able to work as a nurse anymore.
Yep. Gee, when you lose your, when you have an injury like that, that can really play tricks with your mind as well. How were you mentally, just not being able to get around and not being able to work? That would have been a challenge for you.
I ended up with chronic depression and generalized anxiety disorder as well. I'm not one of these that get depressed and not eat. Ended up turning to food. So I ended up putting on well over 40 kilos.
Oh, really?
Well, it's quite common when you've got mental issues and also injuries as well to do that. So you're not on your own there, Diane. Don't get down on yourself about doing that. There's plenty of people that go down that track.
Yes, so I know I'm not an isolated issue, but I got quite depressed about it. Ended up not wanting to go out and see people because I just didn't want to be seen at this large anymore.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to actually have a crack at trying to lose some weight and trying to do a bit of fitness work now and get sort of try and head back in the right direction?
I certainly do.
Okay.
What do you? How are you going to start this, Diane? What do you think you can do? Because by the sounds of it, with a knee replacement, a knee reconstruction, running, I think, would be out of the question, wouldn't it? What sorts of things do you think you can do?
It's been suggested to me water aerobics
might
be a good place to start. I did end up going and seeing an exercise physiologist.
Good on you. Okay.
Started doing a program through there, but
I reckon we could help you with diet and things like that, Diane. We can get some ideas from one of our personal trainers at Next Generation. But I think diet and some non weight bearing exercise for starters would do great things.
Yep.
And you'll find as soon as you start exercising, the first day, in fact. I mean, Dits and I thought we were fit after training for a day until we looked in the mirror as well. You start feeling good from the day you start doing it. So I think if a combination of diet and just going for a walk or sitting on the bike or going and doing a bit of wading in the pool, that can all get you heading in the right direction. It'll get your mind confident and positive and try and get you back down near a weight that you're comfortable with and happy with yourself.
It would be nice to be feeling comfortable with myself again.
We can help you do that, Diane.
Can I just also say, Diane, quite seriously about this, that, Rue, you and I joke a little bit every Wednesday. We say we're having the weigh-in. But, Diane, what it actually does, when you're accountable to someone, like I come in every Wednesday now, Rue, thinking, God, I hope I've lost weight. Like, there's a real... a little bit of pressure about
we're competing.
And so you have to report in, if you know what I mean. And Diane, do you know what? Why don't you ring us every week or Alice the Wag will ring you each week and we can, without putting pressure on you, I don't want you to feel pressured, but sometimes if you monitor it each week, you feel accountable, if you know what I mean, Diane.
Oh, I do. That's why I signed up, actually.
Good on you, Diane.
That's good.
We'll work with you.
If we give you a call each week and say, right, where are you up to now? At least there's some accountability then.
For sure. I've actually already lost 1.2 kilos.
Beautiful.
Well done.
Good, you've lost more than me. We'll get a food diary going for you. We'll get Daniel to have a look over that. We'll get a little bit of a plan in place for you, Diane, and I'll be shocked if we can't help you get back to being the person that you want to be. So let's all work together and try and make this happen.
That would be fantastic. And I'm so grateful for you guys wanting to actually listen to my story. I mean, just some days it's just so depressing. I just don't even want to leave the house.
Nah, don't.
Diane, you've had more than your fair share of bad luck having a knee replacement.
It's time to have some fun. Time
you don't
to have
deserve
a good time.
That. Let's turn your life around and get back on track.
That'd be fantastic, and thank you very much.
All right, good on you,
good
Diane.
On you, Diane. Well done.
Speak to you next week.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Good on you, Diane.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our catch-up podcast for Southgate Holden Ranella, 49 Main South Road, Ranella, 104.7 Triple M.